From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting praise for Putin from the president-elect. Donald Trump has praised Russian President Vladimir Putin's decision not to expel U.S. diplomats after the Obama administration imposed new sanctions against Russia. On Twitter Friday, the president-elect said, quote, "Great move on delay by V. Putin. I always knew he was very smart," unquote. Earlier, Putin released a statement that said Russia would not expel any U.S. diplomats in retaliation for sanctions imposed by the Obama administration on Thursday. 35 Russian government officials were given 72 hours to leave the United States for acting in a manner inconsistent with their diplomatic status and consular activities. On Thursday, the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security released a report that blamed Russia's intelligence agencies for computer hacks intended to influence the 2016 election. A nationwide ceasefire appeared to be largely holding Friday across most of Syria, but there were clashes near Damascus and Syrian government airstrikes against rebels in northern Hama province. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported Syrian government warplanes carried out at least 16 airstrikes against rebels in Hama. The observatory added that Wadi Barada near Damascus had also been attacked, but the Syrian military denied that claim. The ceasefire started at midnight local time after a deal was worked out between Russia, the Syrian government, some of the rebel factions, and Turkey. It does not include Islamist jihadist groups, the Islamic State, or Kurdish fighters. This is VOA News. Iraqis in Mosul faced car bombs and airstrikes Friday on the second day of a renewed push to retake the city following 2 weeks of relative calm. Multiple explosions were reported in different parts of the city, but no official figure on casualties has yet been made available. An officer in the Federal Police Force told the Reuters news agency that Iraqi forces had also successfully disabled a number of bombs. The U.S.-led coalition admitted Thursday it might have killed civilians in an airstrike that targeted a van full of Islamic State fighters in what was later determined to be a hospital compound parking lot. Residents of the Al-Sama neighborhood on the outskirts of Mosul were seen fleeing toward camps for internally displaced persons or other safe locations Friday as fighting continued throughout the city. Major cities around the world are focusing on security while anticipating big crowds at New Year's celebrations to ring in 2017. Added security is in place in many cities because of the threat of terrorism following attacks this year in Nice, France, and Berlin, Germany. The German capital has added concrete barriers and armored cars near the traditional Brandenburg Gate celebration venue. Paris canceled fireworks at the Eiffel Tower, but a display will be staged along the Champs-Élysées, which has been fortified by traffic barriers. French Interior Minister Bruno Le Roux says that extra security has been added to make sure the celebrations are safe. He said the fact that schools are closed for the holidays has allowed us to redeploy the forces dispatched outside these schools toward train stations, airports, and tourist attractions. In central London, armed police will be deployed on board underground trains for the first time. New York City officials have positioned dozens of dump trucks weighed down with loads of sand in the Times Square area to act as a protective barrier. Meanwhile, they tested the giant crystal ball that will drop in New York's Times Square at midnight on Saturday. Tim Tompkins is with the Times Square Alliance.
The light that lights the world, seen by over a billion people tomorrow. So we just did the dress rehearsal, and the ball is ready to go and ready to shine.
The 3 2/3 meter wide ball is covered with more than 2,600 Waterford crystal triangles. It is illuminated by more than 32,000 LED lights, which can produce a palette of more than 16 million colors and billions of patterns. A down day on Wall Street, all three major indices close lower. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.